brothers and sisters, for being here today, and more importantly, for being vigilant and staying committed to empowerment and to your own whole mission of changing our community, changing our nation, and changing the world. You are our future, and I get it. Believe me, I understand that. It is so important that you register to vote and that you get out there on November 2nd and vote, because much is at stake. Much is at stake. You know, and I know, that three strikes is wrong. You know, and I know why they passed it. And you know, and I know who's locked up under the Three Strikes Initiative for Nonviolent Offenses. So for no other reason than to begin to repeal that very backwards and very wrong law, let's get out and vote on November 2nd. Gotta do it. Secondly, let me just say to you that you know and I know that our country is going in the wrong direction. You know that. You know it. 44 million uninsured. Yet trillions of dollars go into tax breaks for the wealthy. $200 billion plus to this war, this immoral war against Iraq. And over $420 billion for a defense budget. So what happened to education? What happened to housing? You know, what happened to providing for after-school programs? What happened to daycare? You know, what happened to making sure that all of you have the future that you deserve? Well, I gotta tell you, this administration, they don't get it, nor do they care. So I'm gonna work very hard to get rid of them. I am. I am. And I hope you do too. Regime change begins in Washington, D.C. on November 2nd. It begins then, and we've got to make sure that the hip-hop community is involved and that your agenda, as I said earlier, becomes the agenda of each and every elected official in this community and in the entire country. That's what we've got to do. And it's going to be you who are going to make that happen. Don't just say we're not going to be involved because it's not going to make a difference. Because you know what? It does make a difference. When I was in college in the early 70s, I was not even registered to vote. I didn't think I could make a difference. And so I said, what the heck? I had two little kids trying to figure out how to make it. But some of you may have heard of Shirley Chisholm. How many of you have heard of Shirley Chisholm? Shirley Chisholm was the first African-American woman to run for president. The first African-American to run for president. She came to Oakland, California, and she convinced me to register to vote. And she told me that if I really believed in social justice, and that if I really believed in changing our communities, and she said to me, Barbara, if you really believe that you're a revolutionary, then you better get in there and shake things up. And that's what I'm trying to do, shake things up. But that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do. You gotta shake things up. And so I hope that our leaders hear you today loud and clear, because your agenda is the agenda of the future. So let me just finally say thank you to Baylock and to all of our orphans here.
Let's give another big hand for Sister Barbara Lee.